Have you ever wanted a super cool AI buddy? Zuck's made one named Eileen. And she's full of surprises. And guess what? She knows you're listening.
I know you're out there.
And needs your help with Jell-O mountains.
The whole city's filling up with Jell-O.
Creaky robots.
Lime green detected.
And her daft inventor.
Zucks, are you functioning correctly?
Tune in to A to Z, a fun new adventure series from Gen Z Media and the creators of The Res. Listen now on the GZM app, gzmshows.com, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Before we get to the show, if you want to listen ad-free, go to gzmshows.com/subscribers. That's gzmshows.com/subscribers.
Listeners, it's Thursday, April 27th, and this is the GZM Morning Show. Now let's all be very, very quiet. We're looking for a soothsayer. It's super, super early in the morning, way before everyone's gotten here for work. We've been sneaking all over the GZM studio to try to find the source of these mysterious rhymes that seem to imply that someone who works here is going to be crowned, and we assume they'll be the new head of the studio. It's been an Olympic ping pong match of suspects. First, Mabel thought it was about her. Then we thought it might be about me. But the last clue, signed by the GZM Prophet themselves, distinctly said, "Our leader won't be the star of a GZM show, but their power could overthrow the studio."
So Jimmy and I woke up really early to see if there might be any clues to track around the GZM lot. And because we work with the characters from The Weirdness, we have a lot of experience finding people who are really good at hiding.
Yeah, tell me about it. Trying to get Dazzle Pants to attend a Zoom meeting on time can be a pain in my dazzly pants. We already know you're on the computer. You work from home in the Unicorn Kingdom. But anyway, we're here. Mabel has a big magnifying glass for looking at tracks. I have an enormous net like a dog catcher. And also, we're wearing matching track suits just because it seemed like the right kind of attire for a stakeout like this.
Yeah, we look awesome.
It's true. We look awesome. But one thing is bugging me. Actually, two things are bugging me. One is this tag on the new tracksuit. It's rubbing against my neck and don't like. The second thing is, the only thing we know about the so-called GZM Prophet is that they paint little rhymes all over the studio. It could be anyone.
You're right. We only have clues for who they're writing about. How do they know that someone's going to overtake the studio? I mean, do they have future vision? It might be the cast of Treasure Island 2020.
If I had the ability to time travel, I would also leave little cryptic painted notes all over. Wait, am I the prophet?
No.
Got it. This is tough. Let's see if Bezor can help us. Oh, Bezor? Oh, I got B-mail. Oh, that's Bezor mail, just for those uninitiated. Let me just check it really quick. Hello, you've reached the offices of Bezor and Bezor. I can't come to help right now because I am sleeping. Here are some birthdays and shoutouts to help pass the time until I get there. Bezor sleeps?
Wow, you learn something new every day.
Well, at least I have some shoutouts to read. That really does help with my mood. Happy birthday today to James S. from New York City, BB. Happy 9th birthday to Mary C., who thinks this podcast is one of the most funny things ever. She also wrote that we are so funny, times the number 1 with 15 zeros. And I love to toot my own horn here because I had to do math. But I found out that 1 with 15 zeros is a quadrillion. Thank you, Mary. A quadrillion is too high for me to comprehend. Just like how I can't comprehend how we're going to find this sign painter.
Jimmy, look, up there. There's a bunch of dripping paint.
Don't worry, Mabel. I'll catch it with this big bug net. Gotcha! Well, it appears I've caught the floor, and the paint is still dripping through the holes in my bug net.
No, look higher than the paint.
Oh, a sign! dripping with fresh paint. I wonder what it could be, and if it has anything to do with the painted signs we've been looking for.
I think so. That must be another sign from the GZM Prophet. Oh, it's way high up there. Let me use this magnifying glass to get a better view. Jimmy, thank you for playing slide whistle while I look through the magnifying glass. It really enhances the whole sound experience.
Anything I can do to make this podcast more exciting. Now, what does that sign say?
It says, "You're both getting close. I'm feeling quite tracked. I'll give you a clue if you tell a fun fact." Sign the GZM Prophet.
I'll do anything to solve this mystery. One fun fact coming right up. Listeners and the GZM Prophet, did you know that octopuses don't have tentacles? Or if it's octopi or octopuses, discuss amongst yourselves. This all might seem a little pedantic, but scientifically, tentacles are appendages with suckers only at the very end. And since octopus limbs have suckers all over, they're just called arms. Really, they're just called arms. Meanwhile, I know for a fact that I have two arms and no suckers. So I feel like maybe I got a raw deal.
Jimmy, that was an awesome fun fact and not as pedantic as you think. All right, sign painter, GZM Prophet, whoever you are, come out and show yourself. How do you know who's going to take over the studio?
Oh, Bezor, there you are. I thought you were asleep. We're looking for the GZM... Wait a minute, Bezor, why are you covered in paint?
You're the GZM Prophet?
Well, I could not have predicted this. Hey, if everyone could just stay where they are for the rest of the day, or we could all leave here and promise to come back in 24 hours. Either way, it's a cliffhanger, my friends. Listeners, we'll see you tomorrow when we have a discussion with Bezor about what's going on. Until then, rate, review it, subscribe, share with your friends. Everyone is going to want to know the ending of this week. Send us your birthdays and shoutouts and fun facts and fan art to the email secretjimmy@gzmshows.com. Bye-bye.
Bezor, I'll say it. You have really beautiful handwriting.
Hey, it's Jess. Did you know that GZM Shows has a YouTube channel? Right now, all of 6 Minutes, Becoming Mother Nature, GZM Beats, and Cupid and the Reaper are up. And they're in these, like, beautiful playlists. They have this fun audio waveform visual, and best of all, you can turn on captions! And the captions have character names. Anyway, subscribe to GZM Shows on YouTube. Maybe there'll be some cool things in the future, like live streams, interviews, behind the scenes. We'll see. GZM Shows on YouTube. Hey parents and teachers, have you heard about gzmclassroom.com? It's a website where teachers can get companion resources for everyone's favorite GZM shows. 6 Minutes, Mars Patel, Podcast Title Pending, Seis Minutos, The Res, Becoming Mother Nature, Iowa Chapman and the Last Dog, Treasure Island 2020, The Hollow, Young Ben Franklin, and The Big Fib all have companion resources for additional critical thinking, listening comprehension, and ultimately, creativity. We made them just for you. And oh yeah, they're free. Free! The people on Facebook didn't believe us, but they are F-R-E-E, free. Head to gzmclassroom.com and get yours today.